You're watching Cobb County's Government Access Channel, TV 23.
Hello, I'm Tiffany Lewis, and welcome to Spotlight on Cobb, a weekly news program updating you on events happening in Cobb County government and your community. In February, Cobb Police Explorers competed at the Winterfest competition in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. The Explorers competed in three team events and one individual competition where they earned first, second, fourth, and sixth place awards. Cobb County Public Safety Director Jack Forsyth has some words of praise and encouragement for the Explorers.
I want to come out and congratulate everybody. I understand that you had an opportunity to participate in some activities and really make Cobb County shine. And that's what it's about. We're really proud of what you do. We know, we've been there, we know the hard work that it takes for you to get in shape, for you to practice, to study, and to really achieve such accomplishments as that.
Director Forsyth, along with Police Chief John Hauser, presented the Explorers with the awards at the DPS Safety Training Center. If you would like more information on the Cobb PD Explorer program, call 770-528-8871. Chattahoochee Technical College recently held a ceremony to award recipients of the Peterson Scholarship. Five automotive and motorcycle repair technology students were awarded complete toolkits for their new career path. Alan and Claire Peterson established the scholarship in memory of their son, Michael. Here's more from the ceremony.
Each year, this family and friends of Mike come to the college and they bring with them extraordinary gifts. These tool chests that they have gone out and raised the money together. And that includes Alan and Claire and Ken and Claire and all the family and friends of this Memorial Scholarship. It's such an amazing, outstanding event. And it gives life to what we're all about. These family and friends each year give real life to this by actually presenting the tools of the trade to the recipients of these tool chests together with the extraordinary tools that go with them. I want to thank them so very much for continuing to do this. It's extraordinary. I'm impressed to be able to think of anyone else that does this year after year with such life.
And this is just another example of the Mike Peterson Scholarship Memorial Fund that is just an incredible, proud moment for me each year when we have the opportunity to hand over these scholarships to all those wonderful, hardworking students that work very, very hard for this honor every year. And I must say it's an honor because these tool sets are very expensive and would not be possible for some of these students if the scholarship weren't available to them.
This will be our 10th year doing this, and we're just so pleased to be able to do it. Congratulations to the recipients this year, and thank you so much for all the applicants. You really made our job difficult this year because it was really, really hard to pick out the five award winners this year.
Kennesaw State University recently held a career fair for students and alumni, which included tips on searching for a new job. Here's Dr. Lori Trahan with more.
This is the annual spring career fair. We host these career fairs twice a year, the general career fairs, once in the fall, once in the spring. Today we've had a record employer turnout with 104 employers, and we've also had a record student turnout. We've already counted over 700 students, and we're still going, so we're here till 4 o'clock today. 85% of jobs are never listed anywhere. So it is very important to build your network by coming to events like career fairs, going to professional association meetings, going to the Chamber of Commerce meetings that they hold for the public, anything that can help you get your name and your brand out in the marketplace in your field. The more you do that, the more likely you are to hear about openings before they are posted. So that is the number one thing any candidate can do. It's probably even more important when you are have a little experience behind you to network, because you just you're not going to find mass hiring at this level. Entry-level positions where there's a lot of them coming in, you're going to find those at a career fair. You're not going to find that for somebody with a lot more experience under their belt. Networking is key for an experienced candidate. The other big thing that is critical is making sure you get internship experience. Even if you're already working in a career, if it's not your chosen career, you need to find a way to intern, because 80% of people who intern are offered full-time jobs with the company that they interview with. The next career fair is October 10th, and registration will be going live soon if any employers are watching and want to attend next fall. For more information about our career fairs, you can visit our website at careerctr.kennesaw.edu.
In observance of National Fix-A-Leak Week, Cobb Water System, through its joint Water Smart initiative, recently hosted Saving Water Cobb Day. The event educated attendees on indoor and outdoor water conservation. Marine plumbing staff also provided tips on saving time and money through leak detection and repair. Here's Kathy Nguyen with more.
So this is US EPA WaterSense Fix-A-Leak Week, and today we are having an event called Save Water Cobb Day. We have great partners, Marine Plumbing. They decided to come out today and share their knowledge of plumbing with Cobb County citizens today. So they're out here, and not only did they come out, but they brought some Niagara toilets that we've been giving away in a raffle. They also brought some high-efficiency shower heads for our customers to give away. And then we've got our WaterSense We're for Water game, where we're giving out ways that customers can check their toilets for leaks, replace shower heads, twist on a new aerator, and win a whole conservation kit. So it's a whole community activity today based around Fix-A-Leak Week to help customers find, fix leaks, and save water. So people think, oh, I see a little drip, no big deal. I hear my toilet running occasionally, no problem. Well, it might surprise people to know that a leaking toilet could use up to 90,000 gallons in a month. That's a pretty big deal when you think about your water bill and what could be happening with that. And a small dripping faucet, maybe it doesn't seem like a big deal, but over a month's time, that can waste up to 1,000 gallons of water. And in this region, where we have a very small river and a very large population that depends upon it, we really need to maximize all of our water use.
Okay, well, yeah, we've been getting a pretty good turnout, but we kind of start out and talk about pressure regulating valve, incoming water pressure, to tell them how to check the incoming water pressure. We show them how to change flappers, change out faucets, aerators, just basic water saving tips. A few customers came by, weren't sure how to do it. We told them to take a picture of the inside of their toilet, send us back the photo, and maybe we can help them identify the flappers to help them save some money. Had one lady come by and said, yeah, I just heard a noise in her toilet, and she's paying a water bill today, I think, of over $100, so I think she's rushing back to send me a photo. The Green Plumbers, we became certified and licensed through Green Plumbers USA. We went through a course of six courses, climate control, solar hot water, water efficiency, and I believe at the time it was sponsored through Cobb County Water. They brought it to Georgia, and we actually went through the training at the water department. Yes, we have some water saving tips on our website, and it's www.marineplumbing.net.
TV23 staff recently had the pleasure of speaking with DOT's Dan McDuff about resurfacing projects going on around the county. Here's Robert with more.
Thanks, Tiffany. You know, as a Cobb County resident, we always see our roads. We're always traveling around the county. Well, we got a guy who's an expert with us on set now, Deputy Director Dan McDuff from Cobb DOT. Dan, you guys are involved in so many things, but I understand you want to talk a little about resurfacing. Tell me about resurfacing. How do you guys pay for it?
You know, that's one of the biggest components of preserving the infrastructure we have on our county system. And we have so many infrastructure pieces to preserve: sidewalks, striping, signage, the signal systems we have. Mm-hmm. But roads are the biggest piece that we have to continually upgrade and improve to make sure it's in good condition.
Well, you know, as a longtime Cobb County resident, I've seen the county grow a lot since 1968. Tell me, how many roads do we have? How many miles are you guys responsible for? And do you guys have to do all that work yourselves?
That's right. Right now, we have 2,400 miles of roads that we're responsible for maintaining. So we're constantly evaluating the condition of the roads. We drive each road annually and make sure that it's in good shape. And we rate it to determine when it needs to be repaved. If we resurface too often, it's a waste of money and a waste of that current pavement. If we do it too late, it may cost a lot more money to repair.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of tricky, especially here. I've noticed some roads up near where I live up in Kennesaw where, you know, they get some cracks, and then the winter rolls around, the water gets in there, and all of a sudden little cracks become big cracks, mm-hmm. which become potholes. How do you combat that?
You know, and that's exactly right. The freeze-thaw cycles during the winter is really what tears up our pavement. When that first top coat gets infiltrated with water, that starts tearing apart our pavement. So, you know, that's unfortunate. We have potholes, and there's some roads who haven't been paved for that long. That's just going to happen. So it's important that the citizens call us at DOT, 770-528-1600, and let us know about those kind of things, and we can quickly get out there. We're very responsive. Usually within a couple of days, mm-hmm. we'll get that pothole repaired. A
couple of days. I'll tell you what, there's a few times I've heard the calls going out, and the guys are getting out there the same day and getting them fixed.
Oh, absolutely. That is our goal.
Yeah, they do a super job of that. Well, let me ask you this. You know, we're under a 1% sales tax program right now, special local option sales taxes. So there's some money coming in to DOT and parks and public safety to mm-hmm. pay for stuff. Is that the kind of money you use for resurfacing?
That is right now, it's our entire source of revenue for resurfacing. The only exception is we get about $3 million a year from GDOT, which is part of our gas tax dollars. So, but between the 2011 SPLOST and the funding we're getting from GDOT the next 5 years, we will have almost $100 million of money towards resurfacing. And that's critical. We need every dollar of that to stretch the roads as far as we can. That keeps our head just above water.
You know, when I think of resurfacing, does that mean, are you coming in, let's say, in my neighborhood, I've got a street that's been down for, you know, 10 years, and y'all just can come in and throw a couple inches of mm-hmm. asphalt back on top of that, or what's the process?
That's a pretty, it's a good process. We've worked it out over time, and the biggest part is we maintain access throughout the whole thing for the citizens, because you can't close a neighborhood road down for for a day or two. So what we do is we'll put a sign 3 to 5 days ahead of time saying, please turn off your sprinklers, move any cars out of mm-hmm. the street. A couple days later, we'll come back and we'll do what's called milling. So we'll take just the first top surface of the asphalt off, the old stuff. And it also makes it so the final surface right at the curb line is perfect when we're done.
When you say perfect, it's like flush or even there?
It matches perfectly with the gutter, okay. Exactly. So that'll be the first step. The second thing we'll do is we'll come in there and fix any bad areas where there are existing potholes or the surface really needs some extra treatment and a little deeper, we'll fix those. Then we'll come back and we'll resurface the entire road with about an inch and a quarter of asphalt. And I tell you, it's the number one thing we can do to revitalize an old subdivision. It really makes a difference in the final appearance. We come back after that, we fix the water valves and sewers, raise them to grade, and after that we send a street sweeper and we move on to the next subdivision.
So how often would something like this occur? And I realize you say that y'all grade the roads or rate the roads and their conditions. Let's say you take a neighborhood in East Cobb that was built in 1970. Mm-hmm. They've probably been resurfaced a couple times already, haven't they?
That's true. You know, it really depends on the use of the road mm-hmm. and the type of traffic on the roadway and the soil conditions under the roadway and the condition when it was originally laid down. But, you know, we can get subdivisions to go 20 years or more. That's not quite the same on arterials where we have the heavy use that we do. Mm-hmm. But we can go 15 to 20 years with a subdivision.
Now, you know what I did? I pointed out East Cobb, and I said, how much and how long? Now, do you guys break the resurfacing money up? Are the projects the same in districts or around mm-hmm. the county? How do you decide who and where and mm-hmm. how to spend that money?
Well, as I say, we go around once a year and we rate the roads. And we develop a prioritization of roads based on, we use software that determines how long we can stretch it, projects when we have to, exactly the time when we should resurface to make it the most useful. So it's really not looked at between districts. It looks at what is the priority countywide.
Yeah, based on road condition.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And now, can you resurface year-round, or is that something we can do in the warm months?
Right. Resurfacing, it has to be really 55 degrees or more when we resurface most of the day. So pretty much the winter months, we have 3 months that we really aren't resurfacing. But besides that, year-round, 9 months, we're working hard.
Excellent.
Let me tell you about the amounts.
Sure.
This October of 2011 to October 2012, we delivered $29.6 million of contracts for resurfacing.
Wow.
This year already in 2013, we've delivered $12.5 million, and we have more contracts on the way.
So when you say you've delivered these contracts, this means it's not Cobb DOT men and women out there doing this work, but you're actually putting businesses to work in the streets and the neighborhoods?
Absolutely. We're sending out bids to contractors, getting the best price the county can get for these projects. So that's what we do.
Stretching those resurfacing dollars as far as you can.
Yes, sir.
That's great. Well, Dan, thanks for everything you do over at DOT.
Thank you, sir.
And Tiffany, we're right back to you.
Thanks, Robert. Well, that wraps up this edition of Spotlight on Cobb. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.
The Cobb County Safety Village is the most comprehensive safety training environment in the region. Located in central Cobb County, the Safety Village aims to provide the highest quality of safety education available. Primarily designed for elementary age school children, the Safety Village provides hands-on life safety training. Education is the key to reducing risk and protecting our community and its residents, and the Cobb County Safety Village is the first in Georgia to offer this kind of learning experience. On the 8-acre site is a large multi-use education building which includes classrooms, a cafeteria, offices for employees, and an auditorium made to look like the historic Strand Theater in Marietta. There is also a station for inspecting car seat installation, a free service provided to the residents of the county by Safe Kids of Cobb County, which includes 3 mechanics bays that provide shelter from the elements as well as heat during the winter months, as opposed to before when seat checks were done outside. After walking through the reception area, visitors are greeted with what looks like a small house. This is known as Sparky's House. In the hallway, which is made to look like a street, there's a replica of a telephone booth and a small tree. Sparky's House actually consists of a living room, bedroom, and kitchen, creating an incredibly memorable learning experience that mimics some life-threatening situations that children may face in their own homes. The front door of the house opens to what looks like a regular home on the inside. In Sparky's living room, children are taught about the 3 elements of fire, shown what objects around the house are more subject to catching on fire, and then the home fills with smoke from machines and steam heats the doorknob at the exit. Children must then maneuver, crawling across the floor to keep away from the smoke, and feel the door with the back of their hands to see if there is fire on the other side. The children then open the door and crawl outside to safety. When they are in Sparky's bedroom and the room fills with smoke, the children must then climb out the window with a safety ladder and meet up at the family's arranged meeting spot, the tree outside of the house. After these lessons, children participate in a simulated 911 call, complete with a live operator answering at the other end. Children are also given classes from police officers regarding topics ranging from what to do if approached by a stranger, what to do when you're home alone and hear a knock at the door, and what to do if they find a gun in the house. Interaction and participation by the children is highly encouraged and also provides for a better learning experience. The Safety Village's goal is exactly this: teach children in a unique and unforgettable way and make it as interactive as possible, but do so in a manner that is controlled, supervised, and above all, safe for the students. The David Hankerson Education Building is only the first part of the children's experience. The Safety Village itself is a working village. The land has been paved like a small neighborhood and designed to look just like that, only on a reduced scale. The Safety Village is a child-sized representation of our county, complete with real trees, scaled-down operative buildings with signage, small street signs and traffic lights, and even model homes. Site elements used throughout the village reference those found around the Marietta Square to help give the scene a recognizable and authentic look. The site features four distinct areas, which are the Marietta Square, a commercial district, a residential district, and an industrial district. Since it has opened, the Cobb County Safety Village has improved the fire department's efficiency in training students by 200%. Twice as many students have been able to take part in this safety training than last year before the Safety Village opened. It is easier and requires less manpower to have a centralized location, which helps to reduce scheduling conflicts. Before, when second and fourth graders participated in their state-mandated fire safety program, a fire truck with a trailer housing a far less advanced scenario similar to Sparky's house would have to travel out to each school individually and could only handle one small group of students at a time. The Cobb County Safety Village allowed them to build a more complex scenario, which teaches the children more effectively, and they have room for multiple classes at one time. Children will benefit greatly from the knowledge that they will encounter through observation and participation. Learning is essential to a child's mind, and taking part in the process is crucial. The philosophy is simple. Tell me and I will forget. Show me and I may remember. Involve me and I will understand.
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we have pep talkers standing by to get you motivated for your GED diploma. Get your GED pep talk and find free classes at yourged.org.
Surrender, if you would, please. You're giving up all rights to the dog. Are you okay with this?
Both my eyes have filled with tears. Knowing one will find a home, yeah. Leaving others fate unknown. You're killing our best friend. There's only so much one can do. That's why I'm out here asking you.
Did you want to keep the caller?
I don't think so.
Run away from your fear. That lovers need to learn and finally be concerned. They're killing our best friends. There's only so much one can do. That's why I'm out here asking you. How can you help me?
Every year, in Metro Atlanta alone, nearly 90,000 unwanted animals are put to death. It is epidemic and unnecessary. The problem can be fixed. Spay and neuter your animals. The time to act is now. Stop the needless killing. Please help us. www.mostlymutts.org.
It's time to join forces. Get energized. And fuel up right. Because starting today, every kid in America has a mission. Bring out the action hero in you. Part of the greatest action movie ever. The first movie that puts you in the action. Show us how you train and eat like an action hero. Join in at actionheroalliance.com.
Up, college is hard. Down, those books are heavy.
My sport is football, but my passion is education.
Right up here.
So every year, I take promising high schoolers on a college tour to show them that higher education means a brighter future.
My name is Nnamdi Asamoah. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
You can be a reader, tutor, or mentor too. Take the pledge at liveunited.org/volunteer.
Do you wear this?
My sadness and depression grew out of giving myself to my career before I would give myself to myself.
I didn't want to tell my parents. I really didn't want to tell anybody, and I didn't. I shut down.
Giving voice to what you're feeling is part of the healing.
The healing is in me and can also be extended to others.
If you're strong enough to just open your mouth, that's all it takes.
Hi, I'm Terry Williams. Can I tell you that it is way past time for us to come face to face with the issue of mental illness in the Black community? Time for us to stop hiding it behind closed doors. Share ourselves. Healing starts with us.
Packers. Vikings. Packers.
Vikings. Packers. Vikings. Red state. Blue state. Vegan.
Carnivore.
We come from different places.
Uptown.
Downtown.
Optimist.
We come to different conclusions.
Half empty.
Half full.
But when we live united, we create real, lasting change in the building blocks of life. The education, income, and health of our communities,
live.
Our families,
united.
Even the person next to us.
Live united.
Real change won't happen without you. So give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Sign up at liveunited.org.
Foods to the right temperature using a food thermometer. 3,000 Americans will die from food poisoning this year. Keep your family safer. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov.
What if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if everything familiar becomes anything but? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed today. Learn how at ready.gov.
Take out meals for just $12.99. Call it.
Sherry Pearson. You are the sole surviving heir of the King of Montanopolis, and you are now worth $45 million.
Can't be real.
Of course it's not real. Come on. Having money isn't about luck. Like that takeout meal. Cook at home instead, you can save thousands a year. Feed me.
Feed the pig.